KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Nome Police Department is trying to locate Ray Jean Nichols. She was last seen by her parents yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock and has not been seen since. Ray Jean is 12 years old. NPD says she's about 4 feet 8 inches tall and 100 pounds. Ray Jean has shoulder-length dark hair with streaks and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing black pants with white stripes. Her shoes were turquoise pink and yellow high tops, and she was wearing an orange sleeveless shirt and a sweater. If you have any information on Ray Jean Nichols' whereabouts, please call the Nome Police Department at 443-5262. The state has temporarily pulled the license of a child care facility where a toddler apparently suffocated on a piece of play equipment. 19-month-old Faith Phillips was playing at Illuminations Child Care and Educational Center in Wasilla when she was found unconscious. It appears the girl had put her head through a cutout in a toy made to look like a castle. Wasilla police say staff started CPR immediately and called 911. The child was flown to an Anchorage hospital, but she was declared dead and eventually taken off life support. Congress is preparing a six-month stopgap funding bill. It should keep the government afloat until the end of March and avoid any potential for a government shutdown before the election. APRN's Peter Granitz reports the bill protects Eielson Air Force Base from potentially losing its F-16 squadron. The House is expected to vote on a continuing resolution by the end of the week, and the Senate is likely to follow. The funding bill would keep the government operating at essentially the same funding levels, staving off any chance of a government shutdown when the fiscal year ends September 30th. House lawmakers included language blocking any money for Air Force relocations, and that could grant a six-month reprieve in Fairbanks. Representative Don Young called it a step in the right direction. He included a provision in a defense authorization earlier this year that would have required the Air Force to conduct a study on the realignment, a legislative maneuver to delay the move.
The only thing that bothers me a little bit is not quite as strong as my language was. It's only for a period of time, 6 months.
So Congress could again open the issue of relocating the planes from Eielson to J-Bear next year. But Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski have insisted they have assurance from the Pentagon the move won't happen. Earlier this year, the Senate Appropriations Committee temporarily blocked the move. Senator Murkowski serves on the Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense. Senator Begich says the language in the CR reinforces the delegation's demand.
That language just codifies what we already have done, so it's echoing what we're doing already, which is they can't spend the money, they can't move forward.
It's unclear whether the Senate will pass the House version of the CR as is or it alters. If it does, the two chambers will have to meld the bills. And that's an unlikely option with Congress taking time off in October to campaign. The entire Alaska delegation says they'll support the stopgap. A jumbo cargo jet blew out most of its tires while making an emergency landing in Anchorage. The jet was operating only on backup power when it landed early Tuesday at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Airport officials say the Southern Air Boeing 747 was headed from the lower 48 to Asia when the plane's four main power generators quit working. Airport business manager Trudy Wassel says two backup generators kicked on, but they do not power a mechanism that keeps the jet's tires from skidding. The flight crew was forced to use manual brakes that had no anti-skid, and 14 of the jet's 18 tires blew out. The plane landed at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Nobody was injured. The runway was reopened yesterday afternoon. Federal Aviation Administration officials say the Kotzebue Airport is the recipient of $15.5 million in grant money for a runway safety improvement project. Officials say the FAA grant will expand runway safety areas at both ends of the longer of two runways at Ralph Wien Memorial Airport. Such safety areas protect crews and passengers if planes veer off a runway or overrun or undershoot a runway. Officials say the Kotzebue runway project will move the 5,900-foot runway 200 feet to the east. The work will also involve removing part of a hill and moving a lagoon channel, as well as building a seawall to protect the west end of the runway. Officials say the work is expected to start in October, with the project targeted for completion in late 2014. A study was conducted on Kodiak Island this summer that could result in a seabird being placed on the endangered species list. The bird is the Kittlitz's murrelet, a rare black and white seabird. This summer, the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge sent a four-person team to study the Kittlitz's murrelet. The two-month study was conducted on the southwest part of the island, where the birds nest. The bird is found in other parts of Alaska, but not many studies have been completed because the bird is so elusive. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is gathering information on the bird to consider listing it. This was the fifth year the refuge has studied the birds. A look at the price of gold this morning. It's down $1.20 an ounce to $1,732.30. An ounce of silver is down 39 cents to $33.19, and a pound of zinc at 89 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome in a few minutes at 9:11 and depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49. It is unofficially 38 degrees at the KNOM studios, 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.